The Truth News Network.
Politics is hard to explain. The truth is hard to find. And spin is everywhere. From the mountain peaks of Zurich to the cathedrals of St. Petersburg, the Truth News Network is spreading reality. And here with your daily dose is Dan Newman.
And we do have quite a dose of reality for us all today when we talk about, I know, it's very, very tiring, obstruction of justice. Boy, have we heard that phrase, obstruction of justice, a few times in the last few years. I'm sick and tired of it. No matter, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, Democrat of New York, opened his hearings purported to be, quote, to clarify the findings of the Mueller report with a lengthy testimony of John Dean. Now, you may or may not remember this. John Dean served as an attorney for then-President Richard Nixon, and Dean knows a lot about obstruction of justice. He was charged with that himself, pled guilty in the Watergate affair. Archibald Cox was the appointed special prosecutor in Watergate's investigation. And here's a summary of Dean's involvement. John W. Dean III, the former counsel to President Nixon, pled guilty today. This is back in October of sometime in the 70s. He pled guilty today to plotting to cover up the truth about the Watergate break-in. He made his plea as part of a bargain with the special Watergate prosecutor Archibald Cox, under which Dean agreed to be a prosecution witness in future proceedings against alleged participants in the cover-up, including potentially against the president, President Nixon. Mr. Cox allowed Dean to plead guilty in federal district court to a single felony count of conspiracy to obstruct justice and defraud the U.S., punishable by a maximum five-year prison term and a $10,000 fine, with sentencing deferred until the bargain is kept. Mr. Cox also promised not to prosecute Dean for any other Watergate-related crime, reserving only the right to prosecute the lawyer for perjury. Now, we at TNT have so far stayed away from what is being called the Nadler-Mueller redo circus until today. If you didn't look in on that hearing on Monday, June 9th, you missed a true circus. John Dean testified and answered questions for hours. Republicans, as you can imagine, fried Mr. Dean. Several questions and responses are worthy of repeating. Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, grilled Dean unmercifully.
...to state of mind and the perspective you bring to this hearing, and I think the American people understand. Let me ask you this then. Did you give advice to Lanny Davis or Michael Cohen prior to Mr. Cohen's testimony to Congress?
No.
Well, you said on Aaron Burnett's show the night before Mr. Cohen testified in front of the Oversight Committee that Michael Cohen should, you said you had talked to Lanny Davis and that Michael Cohen should hold his testimony as long as possible from Republicans. You didn't say that to Mr. Davis? You said it on Aaron Burnett's show the night before Mr. Cohen testified.
I didn't say it directly to Mr. Cohen was your question.
No, it wasn't. My question was, did you give advice to Lanny Davis or Michael Cohen prior to Mr. Cohen's testimony to Congress?
Yeah, I have known Lanny Davis for almost a couple decades, and we have talked about it. And I did say, as soon as you turn your testimony over, it will be picked apart.
So you instructed Michael Cohen's lawyer to keep information from Republicans to obstruct the committee work that we were doing in the Oversight Committee just a few months ago? You told that to Michael Cohen's lawyer?
I didn't quite phrase it that way, no.
You know what? They took your advice.
I'm sorry?
They took your advice.
Did they?
Yeah. Mr. Cohen kept his testimony from us for as long as possible. But you know what else Mr. Cohen did that day? Lied. Lied seven times. And this is what I think concerns so many Americans. This is what concerns, I think, so many Americans about the work that's going on in this Congress, this 116th. The first announced witness of the 116th Congress is Michael Cohen, a guy who sits in prison today for lying to Congress. Today, Chairman Nadler brings in front of the Judiciary Committee a guy to talk about obstruction of justice who went to prison in 1974 for obstructing justice.
I did not go to prison.
Okay. You pled guilty to obstruction of justice. I'm glad you got to stay out of prison then, I guess.
That was just the beginning, folks, of the Nadler circus. Democrats, in the wake of the release of the Mueller report, which recommended no legal actions against the president, are standing in line to attack President Trump. Still. Their universal talking point? No president is above the law. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said his panel has an obligation to investigate who stood to benefit from the attack on the U.S. election system and the extent to which the Trump campaign welcomed it. He added that the committee has a responsibility to do this work, to follow the facts where they lead, and to craft legislation to make certain no president, Democrat or Republican, can ever act in this ever again. Nadler also noted the political divide the Russia probe has since created in Washington, saying that both parties should at least proceed with a common understanding that the U.S. was attacked. We were attacked by a foreign adversary. President Trump's campaign took full advantage of the attack when it came. The description of obstruction of justice in Volume 2, that's what he's calling this circus hearing that he has called Volume 2, go to the heart of our legal system. If we can agree on this common set of facts as our starting place and agree to follow the facts of the law where they take us, I believe we can make a great deal of progress in this hearing today, Nadler said. His Republican colleague Doug Collins of Georgia, meanwhile, argued that, quote, if we were attacked, then the priority should be to go on the battlefields and not to the sideshow. He said Congress needs to worry about firming up the U.S. election process instead of rehashing the Russia investigation into the president. Collins went so far as to call Dean the godfather of interference, suggesting Russia had photos of Dean for inspiration on meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Watch Collins rip Dean in the hearing.
But however, here we come with some folks that are great folks. You're wonderful on TV. I could catch your testimony on TV. In fact, by the way, I could this morning. I'm a Republican. I believe that you use everything that you've got, do as much business as you want, and generate as much as you want to work for yourself. But I don't believe it's the problem of this committee to have to come and hear from those who are not a part of the Mueller investigation, who are not a part of this, pontificating on things that you can do on TV like all of us get a chance to do occasionally, but not here on the hearing. But then we get, and I'm sort of reminded of the Russia priority issue, because just a few years ago it was brought up and one of our candidates talked about Russia being a threat, and the former president, Mr. Obama, said, you know, that the 80s are asking for their foreign policy back. Well, guess what? This committee is now hearing from the 70s and they want their star witness back. In fact, it's very difficult for one of the witnesses here today, for many of us who could actually trace the distrust in government back to the witness here today, the 70 star of obstruction. In fact, I'll take it a little bit further. For those of us who've been looking into this for a while and wondering how we got started here, and for those of us who've heard me discuss the fact, and many on our committee and on our side discuss the fact of the corrupt cabal, what we see of Strzok, Page, McCabe, Comey, and others, how we actually got started here, I believe that they have the godfather here today. Mr. Dean, in fact, probably had a picture of how do we actually use the governmental resources to interfere in other people's campaigns. Mr. Dean is the godfather. They may even had a picture of you, knowing how you do it. And that is here today, again, to talk about a president that obviously you don't like.
Many other Americans are as puzzled as I about the purpose for these hearings. I did not read the entire Mueller report, but I read a bunch of it. But, and it should be also for all Americans, as of mid-May, no Democrats in Congress had bothered to go to the secure room at the Capitol and sign in to read the almost completely unredacted report that was made available for them by Attorney General Barr right after it was released. Almost the entire Mueller report. Not a single Democrat has taken the time to go read it, yet they are telling Americans what it meant. They dare to say to us, we want to get to the truth. Though we told everyone who can see and listen for 2.5 years that Robert Mueller was the most capable person on earth to investigate this president, find any wrongdoing that was committed, we now know Mueller is inept and didn't find what the president did wrong. So we're going to find it and take actions on it ourselves. So let's talk for a moment about John Dean. Now, this guy took over that entire hearing. All of those Democrats and Republicans, those representatives from all over the nation, sat in on that committee hearing while the nation watched in, a really important meeting and should be a really important witness. So who is he? John Dean. One thing for certain, he doesn't like Donald Trump. How do we know that? First, because he has tweeted continuously during the Trump presidency. That's not uncommon, you say, but of his tweets regarding the president, 970 have been negative. I think that would certain move the like or dislike check mark way over to the dislike box. John Dean was born in 1938. He's a former attorney who served as White House counsel for U.S. President Richard Nixon from July of 1970 until April of 1973. You notice I said former attorney. He was disbarred for what? Committing a felony, obstruction of justice. Dean is known for his role in the cover-up of the Watergate scandal and his subsequent testimony to Congress as a witness. His guilty plea to a single felony in exchange for becoming a key witness for the prosecution ultimately resulted in a reduced sentence, which he served at Fort Holabird outside Baltimore, Maryland. After his plea, he was disbarred as an attorney. Shortly after the hearings of Watergate, Dean wrote about his experiences in a series of books and toured the U.S. to lecture. He later became a commentator on contemporary politics, a book author, and a columnist for Find Laws Writ. Dean had originally been a proponent of Goldwater conservatism, but he later became a critic of the Republican Party. He was particularly critical of the party's support of President George W. Bush and Donald Trump and of neoconservatism, strong executive power, mass surveillance, and the Iraq War. I forgot to mention one thing. John Dean's guilty plea of a one-count felony, do you know what he pled guilty to? Of course, obstruction of justice. Of course, according to Nadler, his doing so made him an obvious expert on obstruction and qualified him to clear the air on the Mueller report. When asked if he had read the report himself, Dean's reply was, nope. When asked if he knew anything about the Mueller report that members of Congress or even people in the general public did not know about, Dean's answer was, nope. So what was Dean's qualification as an expert to appear before one of the most powerful and most important House committees? He had pled guilty to obstruction of justice in the Watergate case. By the way, one more important fact about John Dean when serving under President Nixon. When it was uncovered that President Nixon had secretly recorded all meetings in the Oval Office, the famous psychologist and memory researcher Ulrich Neisser analyzed Dean's recollections of the meeting, as espoused in Dean's testimony in comparison to the meeting's actual recordings. Neisser, a sharp critic of studying memory in a laboratory setting, saw a valuable data trove in Dean's recall. Neisser found that despite Dean's confidence, the tapes proved that his memory was anything but a tape recorder. Dean failed to remember any conversations verbatim and often failed to recall the gist of conversations correctly. Yet, Neisser did not explain the difference as one of deception. Rather, he thought that the evidence supported the theory that memory is not akin to a tape recorder and instead should be thought of as reconstructions of information that are greatly affected by rehearsal or attempts at a replay. Neisser further concluded that Dean's memory, and likely everyone's, merely retains common characteristics of a whole series of events. In other words, Dean was pretty much a regular guy with a regular memory, and that those memories of Watergate events about which he testified were probably recreated or created for the first time to make him appear in a good light. Honestly, if Nixon had not erased those tapes, Dean would almost certainly have served more time than he did and would have been convicted for far more than the one felony to which he pled. You know, here's what's really hard to believe. Nadler has put the entire nation on notice of a serious investigation that carries with it his serious allegations that, though lost by Robert Mueller and his 19 Democrat staff attorneys in their 2.5-year investigation, Nadler and other Democrats swear are backed with evidence. This hearing was supposed to bring the evidence forward to, as Nadler promised the world, show that no one in the United States is above the law, especially the president. We've seen no evidence, no credible witnesses. And instead of real facts and evidence, we watched a felon guilty years ago of obstruction of justice who has become nothing more than a professional trial witness. Once a famous witness, he's made a life of being a witness, said Stephen Hess, a White House aide to Nixon and official under three other presidents, told Newsmax. I feel sorry for John, that's John Dean. It's not the way I would like to spend my life. Hess said that Nadler's calling on Dean to testify, quote, seems to want to suggest a parallel between Nixon and Watergate and Trumpgate. But political scientists don't see the parallel at all. Ness recorded how then White House staffer Pat Buchanan was a highly impressive witness defending Nixon before the same committee as Dean. I say, if you're going to invite John Dean to testify, then give equal time to Pat Buchanan, Hess told. We've been told that Buchanan was invited to speak, but he declined. I would too, to keep from embarrassment in front of a national television audience. We're going to wrap things up and have some comments you want to stick around for. That's up next at Truth News Network.
We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.
We may not be able to lower the cost of gas, but we can do something about how many miles you will drive per gallon. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and let us help you increase the performance of your car or truck. Simple things like replacing your air filter, changing worn-out spark plugs, and using fuel injector cleaner can add up to better fuel economy and big savings. There's an O'Reilly Auto Parts store close to you that has the name brands, low prices, and people who can help.
Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two and get one free. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner quickly cleans clogged injectors to increase fuel efficiency and help your vehicle run smooth. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner, buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Of all the things invented in 1962, some have faded away, like cassette tapes, and others are still very much with us, like lava lamps and Motel 6. Yep, Motel 6 is celebrating 50 years of giving travelers a good night's rest and saving you more for what you travel for. But we're just getting started. In fact, the longer you watch us, the better we get. Kind of like a lava lamp. Trippy. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
There's enough negative news. Too bad it's fake news. Looking on the brighter side, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.
And your ray of sunshine, Dan Newman.
In spite of what many think, the sun is still shining today in Washington, D.C., as that unbelievable committee hearing is still going on. For such committee hearings that are so important, Congress is always certain to release the hearing schedule, including who's going to testify and the subjects of their testimony. But Representative Nadler's hearing schedule was released in the following manner. I'm going to read this. This is the House Judiciary Committee release. It says this: the House Judiciary Committee is planning a series of hearings on Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 election, starting with an appearance by Nixon White House counsel John Dean on June 10th. Russia attacked our elections to help President Trump win. Trump and his campaign welcomed this help, and the president then tried to obstruct the investigation into the attack. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler of New York said that in a statement. He continued, Mueller confirmed these revelations and has now left Congress to pick up where he left off. Now, again, I hadn't read the entire Mueller report, but when I read it, it didn't include anything that Nadler just said. That committee release continued. The committee also plans to consider in these hearings targeted legislative oversight and constitutional remedies designed to respond to these matters, according to that committee statement released on Monday of last week. You know what the insanity of this debacle really is? Democrats, led by Nadler, think Americans are too dumb to see through this sham investigation. Americans watched phase one of this sham develop over 2.5 years ago. And folks, the Mueller investigation was a sham. Let's face facts. Mueller was much smarter at hiding specifics of his investigation while passing out just enough data tidbits to keep the voracious media hounds satisfied. Gerald Nadler, he's not that crafty. If Americans are to believe that members of the Trump campaign were guilty of obstruction of justice and or collusion with Russians during the campaign, then Americans must believe that previous presidential candidates and even presidents got away with the same crimes they are now accusing Trump of. Hillary Clinton did it. Barack Obama did it. And Robert Mueller himself, while FBI director, assisted it. Hillary Clinton's campaign funded the Russian Christopher Steele dossier. It got Russian intelligence, and the Clinton campaign knew what was going on at the time. And besides that, her campaign press secretary even volunteered to personally go to Russia to get dirt on Donald Trump if necessary. That's right. Brian Fallon, it was released today, actually. He was the press secretary for Clinton's unsuccessful campaign. Once said he would have been willing to travel to Europe to confirm dirt about then-candidate Trump. Here's a quote. Opposition research happens on every campaign. And here you had probably the most shadowy guy ever running for president. And the FBI certainly has seen fit to look into it. Fallon said that to the Washington Post in October of 2017. He continued, I probably would have volunteered to go to Europe myself to try and verify if it would have helped get more of this out there before the election. And then there's this. Remember during his re-election campaign when Barack Obama was caught on an open microphone telling then Russian President Medvedev? It is unclear what was the subject of Obama's comments when he told Medvedev to pass this along to Putin. He said this, quote, This is my last election. Obama said that. After my election, I have more flexibility. More flexibility for what? Was Obama discussing colluding with Russia and he couldn't do it during the campaign? He had to wait till after the election? And then, you probably didn't know this, Robert Mueller, when serving as Obama's FBI director, personally flew a sample of U.S. uranium to Moscow for the Russians to examine while negotiations were underway for the purchase of Uranium-1. Mueller certainly was not there on behalf of the American people. You can bet that. We didn't know about Uranium-1, and we didn't know about the plan to sell all that uranium, U.S. uranium, to an entity that ended up being bought and now is under the control and the ownership of the Russian government. What would the FBI director be doing taking a U.S. uranium sample to Russia other than to somehow impact an ongoing deal with somebody or some people and Russia? In closing, remember this. If every candidate for president is required to have no contact with any foreigner during their campaigns, very few who run for president would be able to meet that requirement. Why? Well, most are business people who often have international business. Others are U.S. political leaders at the federal and or state levels, and certainly part of their job is to interact with foreign business and government leaders on behalf of their states and the United States. Why is all this happening? Great question. What could be the motives of those on the left? I'll tell you. It's so Democrats can keep a fawning segment of leftist minions satisfied enough to continue to make campaign contributions and to pull that blue lever up and down, federal, state, and local blue levers in the 2020 elections. This all has nothing to do with the truth, folks. It has to do with one thing and one thing only. Get rid of Donald Trump. They'd love to do it today. If they can't, they want to do it desperately in November of 2020. Hey, thanks for joining us here today. I held off on the Nadler hearing thing as long as I could. It's just been driving us crazy at Truth News Network. Remember this, we always put the truth out there. We tell you when we do opinions, and we tell you when it's facts. Today you got facts, no opinion today. Until next time, have a great day, and we'll see you soon. So long, everybody.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.